So here's a blind spot. We're going to talk about the blind spot that is the Big Bang shortly on the program, but there are political blind spots as well. Things that are right in front of you that you missed and that the election maybe told you, uh-oh, you needed to pay a little more attention to. The immigration issue may be one of those issues for members of Congress, particularly Republicans. Todd Zwillick is Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
Did the GOP get blindsided on immigration, and is the rhetoric we're hearing some confirmation of that these days?
Remember back in the election, the post-election postmortems, when Mitt Romney and the Republicans lost the Hispanic vote by about 40 points? Well, everybody shakes their heads all the time, John, saying elections don't have consequences anymore. Everybody's wedded to their positions no matter what the election results. That may not be true in immigration, and this week is some evidence why. Senator Rand Paul, famous Tea Partier, emerging leader of what's left of the Tea Party caucus, coming out and saying that he, though he be a conservative, is open to a pathway for the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in this country to obtain green cards, to obtain legal status. That was big news earlier this week. And then, John, just yesterday, another Tea Party conservative, Raul Labrador, congressman from Idaho, second term Tea Party member of the House who's helping to negotiate immigration reform in the House, said a similar thing. And I caught up with Labrador afterward to get him to reiterate what he had told an audience at the Heritage Foundation. Listen to this.
It's a pathway to legal status. It's a way for people to come out of the shadows, become legal, and then they can participate in whatever program exists at the time for them to become legal permanent residents or later citizens of the United States.
How much of a turnaround is this here? Put this in context, both in his very conservative state of Idaho and his own reputation on the Hill.
In Labrador's case, not a huge turnaround because he's sort of been for this for a couple of years, but he's been quiet. But other more high-profile people, Senator Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, who voted against the DREAM Act, Eric Cantor, who voted against the DREAM Act, have all changed their positions. And Eric Cantor has not said that he's for this path to legal status, but Rubio has. Eric Cantor has said he's ready to support the tenets of the DREAM Act, and Rand Paul, the Tea Party senator, has said that he is ready to support a pathway to legal status and green cards.
And now, all this is like a dream come true to the man on the Hill who's been pushing this for virtually all his political life, Representative Louis Gutierrez of Illinois.
I think Rand Paul's tone, right, and overall expressions are received by me with a lot of happiness and joy. It's conciliatory, and there's like a lot of humanity to it.
Happiest man on Capitol Hill, Louis Gutierrez, eh?
John, right after I talked to Luis Gutierrez yesterday, Labrador walked up. I talked to him to get the cut that you just heard. Luis Gutierrez was waiting around the back of one of those Capitol Hill pillars, waiting for Labrador. And as Labrador walked away from you, Gutierrez smiled, put his arms around and hugged him, and they walked away arm in arm together because Gutierrez is so happy about what he had to say. Now, it's kind of rosy on Capitol Hill right now for the proponents of immigration reform. There are a lot of ways that this could fall apart. It's complicated. Will immigrants have to pay a fine? What about border security? What does it mean to get a green card? What does it mean to be at the back of the line? Will we have a guest worker program? I could spend a half an hour telling you the problems, and Congressman Steve King, who is the most vocal opponent of any kind of pathway to citizenship or legal status for immigrants, I talked to him yesterday in the Speaker's lobby, and here's what he had to say about the way this is likely to go.
A lot of people that seem to be lined up to follow that leadership have not been through an immigration debate before. Those of us that were here in this Congress in 2006 and 7 remember what that was like. Tens of thousands of people pouring into these Capitol grounds for one side of the argument or another. Remember the phones being jammed here in the Capitol building. So I think that there's going to be a constituent backlash that starts pretty soon as they see this thing moving in that direction.
Congressman Steve King, Republican of Iowa. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You bet.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.